children have their children's program. So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Jesse Tree Christ Family Tree. From Eden down to Calvary.
Our loving Savior frees us.
The promise is for you and me. The Jesse Tree leads us through God's promise and plan of salvation with symbols of Jesus' victory, from creation to the cross to his second coming. He is the seed, the root, the life, and the first fruit of Jesse's tree. In him, we belong to God's family. During the program today, we will add ornaments to the tree. The ornaments have pictures on them which illustrate the scriptural themes in the program. Please join us in singing Hymn 357, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. Both righteousness he shall judge the poor. In that day the root of Jesse, who will stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 4 and 10. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7.
Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a light to the eyes, and the tree was desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed you are above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly, and you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.'" Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, 14 through 15.
Now Eve and Adam
were the first.
And through their sin,
the world was cursed.
By God's love,
these two were blessed.
And through their fruit,
we too find rest.
Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every other beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For all future generations, I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." Genesis chapter 9, verse 8 through 13.
Jesse tree, Christ family tree, point us the way to Jesus.
Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you. And him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the hand, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father, Abraham, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. Genesis chapter 22, verses 6 through 8.
Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed there that night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 28, verses 10 through 14.
And she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. From where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Ruth, chapter 1, verses 15 through 16.
Said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes, and he was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and the Lord said, and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forth. 1 Samuel 6:10-13.
And Solomon sent word to Hiram, "You know that David my father could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God, because of the warfare with which his enemies surrounded him, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor misfortune. And so I intend to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord said to David my father, your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, shall build the house for my name." 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God." Luke chapter 1, verses 11 through 16. In those days, John the Baptist became preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is who, For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6.
John the Baptist.
By the river.
Told of Jesus.
True life giver.
What a story.
What a blessing.
What a joy.
To be confessing.
Jesse Tree, Christ's family tree, point us the way to Jesus. God's promise shows his love for all, and with his son he frees us. Down here and there is a faithful soul, her boy a prophet was foretold.
Oh, Jesse Tree, Christ's family tree, point us the way to Jesus.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Luke 1, verses 26 through 33.
Jesus, God's promise shows his
Jesse Tree, Christ Family Tree. From Eden down to Calvary.
Our loving Savior frees us.
The promise is for you and me.